The restaurant biz is full of highs and lows. Case in point, last week, 8 Vancouver restaurants earned coveted Michelin stars in the prestigious publication's first ever foray into the city. This week, absolutely zero Vancouver spots landed on the final top 10 list of the nation's best new places to eat. Back in mid-August, we were asking ourselves, can Vancouver score itself the honor of having the best new restaurant in Canada 2 years in a row? As we learned Tuesday night, November 1st, the answer is nope. Air Canada's En route revealed its 10 picks from coast to coast for 2022 for its prestigious annual Canada's Best New Restaurants rankings. And while Vancouver's Bar Susu, Elephant, and Delara were on the long list of finalists, they didn't make the top 10. Only one BC spot landed on the list, too, North Saanich's Fox and Monocle at position 9. Ultimately, top honors went to Toronto's Restaurant 20 Victoria. Canada's biggest city landed a trio of restaurants on the list, while Calgary wound up with bragging rights for two spots making the top 10. We're talking about the revivals and reinventions that burst onto the dining scene this year, from a Vietnamese offshoot splashing up pho with canoe-cut bone marrow to reshuffled dream teams coaxing us to make up for lost meals with herbaceous tasting menus, reads the verbal drumroll ahead of the winners list. Canada's Best New Restaurants 2022 from En route Restaurant 20 Victoria, Toronto, Mastered, Montreal, Mimi Chinese, Toronto, Perch, Ottawa, Moota, Calgary, Hearts Tavern and Bar, Kimberley, on Fonda Balam, Toronto, Major Tom, Calgary, Fox and Monocle, North Saanich, BC, Restaurant Allentours, Quebec City. Vancouverites seeking award-winning dining, however, remain spoiled for choice. In addition to snagging reservations at the 8 one-star restaurants singled out by Michelin, Vancouver diners can seek out the dozen value-focused spots the guide deemed Bib Gourmand worthy, along with a lengthy list of recommended local places. Take heart, as Bar Susu, Elephant, and Delara, who didn't make it into the En route top 10, all landed on Michelin's impressive, recommended list alongside some other worthy restaurants.